Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Now, we haven't talked home brewing for a while, and our buddy Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings thought it would be a good time for a refresher and maybe a bit of encouragement to give it a try.
It's a fantastic hobby, and you know, it's a fantastic craft, and it shouldn't be as intimidating as some people make it out to be. I liken it to any of the other hobbies that you get into. You can always start easy, start cheap, and see if you like it. And to be fair, you can make some pretty good beers without getting too crazy about it. You can't make a whole lot of quantity, but it's worth the understanding of the science and kind of how they do it.
They've made it really easy these days to give home brewing a try with widely available brewing kits on the market, and they work.
You are that far away from doing it. Well, that far and about 4 or 5 weeks away from doing it, but you're that close. That's a good way to start. That teaches the basics. That teaches the basics of fermentation. At the end of the day, fermentation is what we're after. Fermentation is critical and just as important is cleanliness. So, you know, once you start with those kits, you may not have the intricacies of the boiling and the hops and the malt and the extracts. But then again, you don't have to worry about those words. Go ahead and go grab a Mr. Beer Kit or any of those and boil some water on your stove and give it a go.
Now, you probably aren't going to brew up an award-winning IPA or Imperial Stout with a kit, but you can brew some pretty good beer at home.
The cool thing about those kits is that it's all-inclusive. So if you can boil water, if you can make soup, you can go make beer. That takes some patience, but you can do it.
And it may lead you down the brewing yellow brick road.
The next natural kind of progression is you're going to want to start messing with the kit a little bit. The first and the easiest thing to do is to use a different type of yeast. The kit yeast is, it's acceptable, but you can really dramatically improve your whole process in buying some yeast. And they have smack packs of yeast, which are just envelopes of yeast that have yeast and nutrient involved. You can get yeast from the Union Labs down in Sioux Falls. They have live liquid yeast. There's some homebrew shops in Sioux Falls that do. And to be real honest, if you ever turned up here at the brewery with a sterilized vessel, I'd probably give you some yeast out of one of our tanks, and you can try your hand at that.
And there are other simple modifications you can do. For example, the first beer I made was from a kit. I added some honey and some hops to kick up the flavor.
The next steps, of course, is your all-grain brewing. That's, of course, what we do here at the pub. We take grain, raw grain in, and we convert and extract all of the sugars out of it. And home brewers do that frequently. And there's a lot of resources, not only in Sioux Falls, but you can come here and talk to anybody brewing here. We can tell you about it.
And there's a great homebrew club in Brookings, and there's others around the area that can also help you out. In the Brookings area, check out the Brookings Brew Kings Facebook page. They're more than willing to provide guidance and advice. More on home brewing and a couple of events when Beer Untapped continues.
My beer's a little young, but I'm drinking it anyway. It's just another home brew Wednesday. But now it's Thirsty Thursday. I'm gonna post it anyway. Brew-related vlog day. It's just another home brew Wednesday.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk home brewing. That's how Seth Cook from Woodlegs got his start, and many other brewers as well. Once you move past the kit, you can take this to just about any level you want.
The key things here is to keep doing it. Make sure your cleanliness is good. Make sure you've got good raw materials. And be patient. Be patient. Homebrew is mature. You know, you'll have to. I know as soon as I saw the first fermentation bubbles out of my homebrew batch many, many, many years ago, I was ready. I was like, let's try this. Refrain from trying that. If you guys want to try some unfermented beer, come down to the pub. We'll let you try some of the really sugary stuff.
It's interesting.
Seth says it's a great hobby.
The homebrewing community is usually pretty cool because people like to talk about it. People from all walks of life. I think the scientists and the doctors and the engineers of the world like to homebrew because it flexes the parts of their mind that are a little bit more creative, a little bit different than their normal walk of life. And I think the creatives of the world like to flex their scientific side. So, I mean, you find a lot of middle ground doing homebrewing, and it is a fun hobby. It's cheaper, in my opinion, than golf.
Homebrew
Lord, you really love it. I'm homebrew. Can't get enough of it. Homebrew, it blows my mind. I love homebrew all the time. Yeah, I think I have me. Well, I have the one right now.
Now we'll head down 22nd Avenue to Brookings Liquor Store, checking in with beer guy Drew Eklund. He says they now have beers from another Minnesota brewer, Mankato Brewery.
Two from Mankato Brewery. The first one is Mint Stout, $8.99 for the 4-pack. I was a little hesitant to try this one. Mint just doesn't seem like an appealing beer flavor to me, but it actually works well here, as the mint and chocolate flavors balance each other out nicely. Tastes just like a peppermint patty or a thin mint. The next one from Mankato Brewery is called Leaf Raker. It's a nut brown ale, $10.99 a 6-pack. This is a really solid beer in a style that seems to be catching fire. Leaf Raker is a nutty, malty, smoky, good carbonation.
A special event coming to Brookings Liquor Store. Drew says there will be a bank brewing tasting on Friday,
January 29th, from 5 to 7 p.m. This tasting will feature Bank's seasonal release, Into the Black, a highly rated Imperial Black IPA, and the immensely popular and my personal favorite, the Sour Bomb.
Again, that's Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Finally today, the third annual Oak Smoke and Folk this Saturday at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings.
We're going to smoke some more food. We're going to try some oaked and smoked beers, and we're going to play some folk music. We've got Nick Schmeichel's coming. He plays some blues. He's going to play some acoustic. Great, great artist. Of course, no cover. Joe's putting together a killer menu. I think we're going to do turkey legs again. If it fits on a smoker, we're going to smoke it at some point. So he's even said it was going to be mac and cheese, potentially smoked mac and cheese again. Angela is having the Hammerheart guys from Minneapolis come in. We're doing a tap takeover. They have kind of a classic lineup of some smoky beers, and they've aged some of theirs. They've got some merchandise in some of their beers, so it's always fun. It is the last day of January. We are going to get rid of this stinking cold month in style. So, well, I guess it's the second to last day. It's the last weekend in January for sure. This month is over. Let's put it down the road.
Don't miss Oak Smoke and Folks Saturday night at Wooden Legs in Brookings. That's it for this week's Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.